Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
2 hours left this week of Ben and Woods, and then we head into that glorious weekend. Looking like a very pretty day. Woods just got me staring out the window of
like
our penthouse studio.
Like leaning against it, looking out the window.
Just pondering out there.
It's beautiful,
it's out
man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful
morning.
Day.
Yeah. It's Friday.
How we're so lucky.
Everything feels
here.
Good on a Friday. Oof. We have our first Padres game of the spring on Sunday.
Doesn't
excited
that feel
that.
Good? God, that feels good.
Really looking forward to having baseball back in our lives on a daily basis.
God, I need it so much.
Love that. So, Paulie just mentioned before we went to the top of the hour break there, this date in sports history. Not a benchmark that we do every day.
And I don't want to, Ben, before you get any ideas.
You think any other sports show in America
has ever done that?
Like every day at 6 o'clock, they give you like...
Today in sports. It's the sports
this
almanac.
Day in sports or like somebody's
I used to get up, you know, every day when I, you know, open the sports section and the little tiny print they always had in...
Yeah, oh
in
yeah.
The agate,
I did
day
too.
In sports history.
Why do I kind of want to do it now? Like, why do I kind of want to do this day in sports? 1935, New York Yankees released Babe Ruth, signed with the Boston Braves.
Didn't realize he went and played after the Yankees and that he got just unceremoniously dumped by the Yankees.
Oh, they were not good to him at the end. Wow. In 1918, the stands at the Hong Kong Jockey Club collapsed and burned, killing 604 people.
Oh, my God.
Not a good day
in
sports history.
Wow, I didn't know about that. Hope Del Mar is keeping his eye on that sort of thing.
Maybe we don't do this bit
yeah,
every day.
Yeah, it's terrible. But on this date, do we know what year it was?
2012.
2012. Legendary moment from the Professional Bowlers Association. Do we know which tournament this was at all?
Anything? I don't know many details.
All we know is that it was, end. Pete Weber needed a...
Needed a strike.
Needed a strike to win.
Dude.
And this is what it sounded like.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
Got it! Yes! That is right! He did it! That's another five! Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
It's incredible. There's nothing like it.
I did it right!
Here's from Pete's.
Who do you think you are?
I am. This is from Pete's Wikipedia page. Ready for this? Oh, Weber God. Is one of the sport's most active players and is known for his maverick, chirpy, and rebellious personality. Huh. Like, if you're the most rebellious bowler, are you that big of a badass? Like, you're the... Oh, man, that guy's like the biggest hard-ass bowler there is.
Who do you think you are? I am!
Like the Happy Gilmore
of
the PBA.
Of the PBA.
Just a reminder, the shooter McGavin, Chris McDonald, is going to be joining us at 8:35 this morning.
He won 37 titles on the PBA Tour, including 10 majors, Ben, and another 11 titles on the PBA 50.
What was every great bowler's name was Weber, right?
I think so.
There's lots of Webers, and are they all related? I don't know the...
Those Weber boys.
The total history. Can we play the clip one more time? I just realized, listening, hold on that. Was that the great... the legendary.
It is.
Gary Thorne.
It's Gary Thorne. 100%
doing
it is.
PBA,
100% it is.
Play by play.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it.
He's fantastic on anything.
Literally anything.
Another five. Are you kidding me?
All right, so maybe I was wrong about his maverick personality. In a 1985 Sports Illustrated article, he admitted to spending a four-week stretch on tour in a complete blackout, staying up for days on end with cocaine and drinking a fifth of Jack Daniels every night. He estimated he blew through $150,000 on cocaine, alcohol, and gambling and a rehab. And he never used cocaine again. He would fall off the wagon multiple times while drinking. But, man, that freaking audio of him, like, that, you know what? It's pure joy. It's pure, like, elation. He did it, and, like, and then he was pumping himself up, but he just got lost in the moment.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are? I am. Because it makes no sense.
Who do you think
none
you
whatsoever.
Are? I am.
It's so good.
Is that?
That's right.
Is that a flub?
It's a flub. That's
who
the
do you think you are? I am.
It's not what he meant to say. Who do you think you are? I am.
Get a little Shooter McGavin in him.
100%.
Pieces of S like you for breakfast.
God, that was great. I laugh so hard every time I hear that. It just always gives me such delight.
So good.
And what's Pete Weber doing now?
I don't know, actually. I just shut down his Wikipedia page. I would guess bowling somewhere.
It's something you can continue to do into your later years.
He was notorious for his big, high backswing. The big, like, big extension, the whole thing.
Excellent. All right, Woods, we got contestants ready to go. It is time to play this morning's game of Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
It is our daily game of head-to-head musical trivia against the master, Stephen Woods. And he's proven himself. He has lost only once in a month of doing Take on Woods. So it's not an easy challenge. We got Josh ready to take up that challenge today. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good luck to you. If you can beat Woods, which means that one more answer correct at least than he does, you'll be entered into our grand prize drawing for a Vegas getaway at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, dinner for two at Edge Steakhouse, spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa.
You got this, Josh.
All right, you'll have 60 seconds to answer five questions. If you don't know one, you're free to pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we have time at the end. So, Josh, are you ready to play? Woods is off in his isolation soundproof booth. Josh, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Josh, your time starts when I finish asking the first question. Math question. Add up the three numbers in the title of a 1970 hit song by the band Chicago.
Thirty-five.
Rival Topeka bands Saratoga and White Clover combined to form what well-known group in 1970?
Pass.
Don't overthink this one. Which singer went platinum in 2002 with her album Voyage to India?
India RE.
The group Berlin wrote what hit song for the 1984 film Top Gun?
Oh my goodness. What the hit song was?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Take my breath away?
In 2006, the band Boston performed at Boston Symphony Hall to honor which former San Diego Chargers quarterback? Mm. Oh, time is up. That's what happens when you try to Google the answers quickly. You run out of time, but you did get three correct, 35 on the math question, 25 or 6-4 is the name of the Chicago song. Kansas is the Topeka bands that got together, and you got India Ari on Voyage to India. I think Woods is going to have trouble with that one. Take My Breath Away, you got, is the song from Top Gun, and Doug Flutie is the Chargers quarterback honored by Boston. So we will see. Woodsy?
What do you
guys give him
see
three
if
minutes
he can, no, he got his full 60 seconds.
Okay. Seems like forever.
All right, here we go.
You get the same five questions. Hey. Get the same 60 seconds. Pass if you need to. Paulie, 60 seconds on the clock,
hey,
please.
Close your Google account.
It's closed.
No Googling the
answers.
Don't
cheat.
I know. We're not sure about your opponent, so we'll see. Here we go.
Oh, great.
Your time starts when I finish asking the first question. Math question.
Okay.
Add up the three numbers in the title of a 1970 hit song by the band Chicago.
Pass.
Rival Topeka bands Saratoga and White Clover combined to form what well-known group in 1970?
Kansas?
Don't overthink this one. Which singer went platinum in 2002 with her album Voyage to India?
Pass.
The group Berlin wrote what hit song for the 1984 film Top Gun?
Take My Breath Away.
In 2006, the band Boston performed at Boston Symphony Hall to honor which former San Diego Chargers quarterback?
What the fudge? Pass.
Math question. Add up the three numbers in the title of the 1970 hit song by the band Chicago.
Six.
Don't overthink this one. Which singer went platinum in 2002 with her album Voyage to India?
Don't overthink it. What does that mean? Lady Gaga.
In 2006, the band Boston performed at Boston Symphony Hall to honor which San Diego Chargers quarterback?
Oh, my gosh.
Flutie.
Oh! Did you get it in time?
I don't think so.
Did you get it in time?
You got it, but
Flutie?
I think.
The buzzer was going.
I think the buzzer was going. We need a ruling.
We need a ruling. Can we have to run
back.
The well, what's the score?
Well, that would tie it and give you the
if
win.
If not, I would lose.
And otherwise, you lose.
Just give it to him.
All right, just give it to
Josh. Give it to him.
Josh, your Googling skills are unmatched.
Did he Google that he's booted?
I can hear the
oh, then he's booted. He's booted. You don't win if you Google.
I can hear. I mean, yeah. I can't guarantee it 100%.
Seconds, we can go to the audio.
I couldn't guarantee 100%.
Is he on the line?
He's still there.
Do you I'm on the line. I'm on the line.
You want to challenge him?
Now listen.
No, I was just going to say, I was Googling, but I was going to give the prize to Woods anyways because of what I heard about his marital problems.
Somebody DM'd us. Like, you can literally hear this dude type.
You know, Josh, thank you very
much.
You know what? The integrity, there's no rule, I get stated rule against trying to Googling the answer. I try to make them hard enough that you can't.
Bro, give me these answers.
All right, here we go.
All right, so the.
All right, hold on. Let me hear this. Hold on, Paulie. Let me hear the answers.
Okay. The math question 35, which is 25 or 6 to 4.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Is added up together. You got Kansas right. India Ari is Voyage to India. That's why I said don't overthink this.
I know,
one.
Like one
you
India
You got to take
Ari,
my breath
though.
Away. And Doug Flutie, Boston College's Doug Flutie, was the former Chargers quarterback honored by Boston in 2006. Now, here is Josh's performance that I was
the sound file.
Very skeptical.
There's like 12 seconds between each. All right, here we go.
Math question. Add up the three numbers in the title of a 1970 hit song by the band Chicago.
Oh, I can hear it!
35.
Rival Topeka band Saratoga and White Clover combined to form what well-known group in 1970?
Oh my God!
Half.
Don't overthink this one. Which singer went platinum in 2002 with her album Voyage to India?
That is incredible.
click, 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 click.
India RE.
The group Berlin wrote what hit song for the 1984 film Top Gun?
Oh my goodness. What the hit song was?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Take my breath away.
In 2006, the band Boston performed at Boston Symphony Hall to honor which former San Diego Chargers quarterback? Oh, time is up. That's what happens when you try to Google the answers quickly. You don't really
oh, my God, man. Again.
Just calls him out right there on the spot.
Oh, my God.
I'm not like, you know, the teacher. They know they're on to you.
Oh, my God.
The teacher is on to you out there.
Wait, really?
Students, yes. We're not as dumb as we look.
You never cheated on any test, did you?
Of course not. People cheated off me all the time.
Did you cover your test?
No, I was fairly generous with my
answers
and
that's
placements.
Nice of you, because I would have been the guy, but like, man, whatever. Six.
Now, I you know, I wouldn't speak. I wouldn't want to get caught, so I'd be quiet. But I would, you know,
oh, that was funny.
I'd lean back a little bit if I needed to.
It's weird that you never wrote stuff on your leg and then pulled your shorts up like I did. That is a true story.
Is that right here?
Yep. It's weird also that you never... Remember when
the hand is so obvious.
The hand's too obvious. That. Remember when we all got those big calculators with the... It had the cover on it?
Yeah.
Well, I would have a perfect piece of paper inside the calculator with everything. Bro, I don't have good retention. I'm sorry. I had ADD. It was undiagnosed back then. I was not a good test taker. But I would slide the calculator up and get what I needed.
I think I have the best hack. I would take my water bottle, my plastic water bottle.
Yes.
On the inside of the label, I would write answers in pencil
and
then tape it back up.
You son of a bitch. That is genius. Not that we would condone any of this, children, listening to Ben and Woods. But holy cow, Paulie, that's like next level. So you should be running. You actually have a much more important job than you do now, to be honest with you. For as clever as that, you should be running a space program somewhere. That's amazing.
They all run for president.
That's next too qualified. That's amazing. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I did. The water bottle trick. That's fantastic.
And you could read it through the water. Would you drink down just enough to where you could read the answers?
I had it all.
Well,
well, really, it would be genius if it was
they say clear your desk, but you can always keep a water bottle.
Dark liquid that you can't see it, but then when you drink it,
it reveals
the answers.
One of those magic pens.
Lightly in pencil, you know, Sharpie or anything like that.
Oh, Paul, you're a genius. Mm. God, that's a devious mind. I didn't know you had. I have a whole new respect for you,
Josh.
Right now.
Not quite as devious, a little more obvious. I must say.
Yeah, you guys.
It's an early edition of Don't Do Before Don't Do This. Josh had the Don't Do This. Hey, out there, don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Let's play it fair, man.
He's good. I want legit winners out here.
So what would I have gotten? I would have only gotten two right.
You did only get two.
Because I'm not going to give myself. Because I'm honest. I'm not going to give myself that flutie because it was a total guess right after the buzzer.
Yeah.
God, that was funny.
Oh, that was great.
Don't Do This is coming up next. I have a golfer. Had a very bad day yesterday at the WGC first round of the concession in Florida. That is coming up next. Ben and Woods, let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.